I was just wondering if you could give me a quick overview of what the reasoning was, both on the affirmative side and the one dissenting vote.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit held that the federal definition part of the so-called Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA, was unconstitutional. They were considering an equal protection challenge brought by a woman who had to pay estate taxes because the federal government wouldn't recognize her marriage, even though New York would. And the court said this kind of sexual orientation discrimination by government gets intermediate scrutiny, not just the deferential rational basis review, but a form of judicial scrutiny that requires the government to have an exceedingly persuasive justification for its definition. And they concluded that that the statute simply did not have a legally adequate basis for its discrimination. This is the first time a federal appeals court has concluded that a heightened form of scrutiny should apply to sexual orientation discrimination, and that makes it a new development in all of the DOMA litigation.
You know, people are already saying this is going to be appealed to the Supreme Court. Is that likely?
There is already a request to the Supreme Court to decide this case, Edie Windsor's, along with other ones, including the Gill case from the First Circuit Federal Appeals Court. Because you have a federal statute that the lower courts have invalidated, at least in part, it was almost certain that the Supreme Court will grant review once its briefing is done in these cases. This just makes that conclusion all the more irresistible.
You know, what's the significance of this ruling? Is it any more significant than any we've had in the past? Or
this decision really gets behind the sort of majority position in legal scholarship on sexual orientation discrimination, which is that you need a more powerful justification if the government's going to discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation. Given the history of discrimination against lesbian, gay, and bisexual people, given the irrelevance of sexual orientation to your ability to perform or contribute to society, rational basis review, deferential review is not enough. That's a big development. And if that stays in place, at least in the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, that will really protect the sexual orientation minorities and everyone from most sexual orientation discrimination.